Topic 88. Applicants for Initiation. 1. There is a great distinction between the terms aspirant to the path and applicant for initiation. He who aspires and strives towards discipleship is in no way pledged to the same specific attitude and discipline as is the applicant for initiation, and he can, if he so choose, take as long as he desires in the treading of the probationary path. The man who seeks initiation is in a different position, and having once made application, has to bring his life under a definite rule and a strict regime which is only optional to the disciple. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 192. 2. The disciple's attitude of mind must be that he cares not whether he takes initiation or not. Selfish motive must not enter it. Only those applications which reach the master through the energy engendered through pure altruistic motive are transmitted by him to the recording angel of the hierarchy. Only those disciples who seek initiation because of the added power to help and bless that it confers will find a response to their plea. Those who are keen to serve, those who are weighed down with a sense of world need, knock and meet with response. When the lower life upon the physical plane is fertilized, the emotional stabilized, and the mental transmitted, then nothing can prevent the latch of the door being lifted and the disciple passing through. From Initiation, Human and Solar, pages 193 through 194. 3. Many people are regarded as initiates who are only endeavoring to be initiate. They are not, however, real initiates. They are those well-meaning people whose mental understanding outruns the power of their personalities to practice. They are those who are in touch with forces which they are not yet able to handle and control. They have done a great deal of the needed work of inner contact, but have not yet whipped the lower nature into shape. They are, therefore, unable to express that which they inwardly understand and somewhat realize. They are those disciples who talk too much and too soon, and too self-centeredly, and who present to the world an ideal toward which they are indeed working, but which they are as yet unable to materialize, owing to the inadequacy of their equipment. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, page 13. 4. The major liability of the average initiate is sloth or lack of speed. Ponder on that. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 156.